Morning Edition issued an invitation to you just before Christmas to send in stories about remarkable acts of generosity that you witnessed or heard about. Many listeners responded. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg sifted through the letters with this result.
You wrote of random acts of kindness, unexpected generosities that made a day or changed a life. Take Stephen J. Gordon's story about his grandfather, a Jewish immigrant who opened a hardware store in downtown Norfolk, Virginia, that attracted the attention of the Ku Klux Klan.
Now, you have to remember, back then in the 30s, the Ku Klux Klan in Norfolk, Virginia was a pretty well-respected institution.
There was a Klansman who also had a hardware store in Norfolk. The Klan guy didn't like the competition for Mr. Gordon.
He organized his buddies in the KKK to get a community-wide effort to boycott IP Gordon Hardware, and it was pretty effective.
Grandfather Gordon lost most of his customers and feared his store would go under. A Mennonite farmer noticed Mr. Gordon seemed upset and asked what was wrong. Gordon explained about the Klan boycott. The farmer nodded and left.
Nobody in our family really knows what was said or what was done. But all of a sudden, the Mennonite farmers started coming into IP Gordon Hardware and started buying all their farm supplies.
The Mennonite support broke the boycott and kept Stephen Gordon's grandfather in business. Today, IP Gordon Hardware has morphed into the Gordon Paper Company in Norfolk, built by Stephen Gordon's father and uncle.
That's the business that I work in every day. So pretty much directly, if it weren't for those guys, I wouldn't have the opportunities I've had.
Beverly Jordan witnessed an extraordinary act of generosity after Hurricane Andrew hit South Florida in 1992. Nurse Jordan volunteered to go door-to-door in Miami, delivering emergency relief.
I've traveled quite a bit. I've been in third world countries, and I have never seen anything that devastated and that chaotic. There were no basic services to be had. It was 3 days after the storm, so garbage had started to pile up. People who had evacuated, their dogs were running loose because you can't put a dog in a shelter. There was debris, roofs, everything on the streets.
Beverly Jordan's relief van pulled up to one house. It was nothing but a shell. Nurse Jordan asked the young owners if they needed anything.
And they said, no, but can you wait a minute here? And they came back out with a case of diapers and 4 or 5 bags of food and said, would you please give this to somebody who needs it worse than we do?
Beverly Jordan keeps a framed photograph of that Miami couple on her dresser in memory of their generosity. Many listeners wrote of the generosity of very young people. 4-year-old Justin Dingman, who took the hand of a frightened fellow preschooler and served as the welcoming committee on that boy's first day at school. 8-year-old Luke O'Neill, who took one of his own coats to school so a less fortunate classmate could go outside at recess. In Jackson, Wyoming, Donna Bauer told of the generosity her friend Cindy experienced after she'd gone to MD Anderson Cancer Center in Texas for intensive treatment. In December 2001, Cindy's husband flew to Houston to bring her home for the holidays. When they checked in at the airport, it was pretty obvious that Cindy was quite ill. A man and woman who were also flying to Jackson went up to speak with the ticket agent.
Cindy and John were waiting to board the plane, and the unknown couple walked up to them and said, we would like you to have our seats on this flight, and we will take yours.
Cindy and John were confused, but the ticket agent assured them it was fine, so they got on the plane.
And when they boarded, they realized that the couple had given them 2 first-class seats.
It was their first first-class flight, and one they will never forget. A year later, Cindy continues her battle with cancer, and Donna Bauer says Cindy and John never learned the names of that generous couple. Listener Laura Zavala would approve of that anonymity. Ms. Zavala emails that she was taught to do a good deed in private and not let the person know you did it. Several of you described anonymous acts of kindness. Amy Sharman in Mapleton, Utah, remembered the Christmas after her parents divorced. Her mother was raising 13 kids with no child support. The holiday was looking pretty grim.
It was about dusk on Christmas Eve, and we heard a knock on the back door.
When they opened it, no one was there, but someone had left 10 huge bags filled with presents for the children, clothes, toys.
It was just such an overwhelming feeling to see such generosity from I don't even know who it was.
10 years later, they still don't know who did that good deed. Amy Sharman ends her note, "If you're out there, thank you for making that Christmas the most memorable of all." Finally, Donna Delfino Duguay of Harper Woods, Michigan, remembers a day in California when she was 11 years old and her parents took their 6 children for a special day at the beach. Donna's mother brought a picnic lunch, fried chicken and her famous potato salad, and prepared a plate for each of them.
When I looked up from my plate, my mother was fixing one more plate. I remember her with her sunglasses on and her floppy sun hat tied under her chin. She turned away from us and walked over maybe 20 or 30 feet to where there was a man by himself. And he was picking his way through the trash can. And my mother, I don't know whether she just put the plate there or whether she touched him gently or whether she said a few words, but I remember him turning to her in a gesture of thankfulness.
And what did your mother do?
Well, she didn't look at anybody. She came back and sat down at the table. In years later, I did have a chance to ask my mother about it. She passed away in 99, mm-hmm. and I had asked her if she remembered it. And she laughed and said, "Not at all." But for me, I remember it very well because for me, it was the touchstone of what good deeds became in my life.
Donna Delfino Duguay in Michigan. We got so many examples from you of acts of generosity you've seen, more than we can put on the air, but we very much appreciate your sharing these stories with Morning Edition. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Photographs of some recipients of good deeds are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Edwards.